A lawyer's dog running around town unleashed, heads for a butcher shop and steals a roast. The butcher goes to the lawyer's office and asks, if a dog running unleashed steals a piece of meat from my store, do I have a right to demand payment for the meat from the dog's owner? The lawyer answers, absolutely. Then you owe me $8.50. Your dog was loose and stole a roast from me today. The lawyer, without a word, writes the butcher a check for $8.50. The butcher, with a feeling of satisfaction, leaves. 3 days later, the butcher finds a bill from the lawyer for $100 for consultation. The first reading explains the success of one of the first seven deacons. Philip is described. Owing to the vigorous persecution which began in Jerusalem after the martyrdom of St. Stephen, the disciples had been dispersed. Philip turned the dispersal into an opportunity to preach the gospel message by taking it to Samaria. Although the Samaritans were despised by the Jews, Philip followed the assignment Jesus gave the apostles. You are to be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria. Yes, even to the ends of the earth. In our gospel today, Jesus says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. There are only two, which is a summary of the Ten Commandments given by God to Moses at Mount Sinai. They are, love your God and love your neighbor. When he says that we should keep his commandments, actually, he is teaching us that love is not just a mere word, but an action. Let us make love concrete and possible in our lives. But how do we do it? Eric Fromm, a psychologist, in his book entitled The Art of Loving, lists the following virtues of love to make love concrete and possible in our lives. The first, love must have discipline. Discipline means doing something hard because it is right. We often are not doing what is right because it involves sacrifice. But there can be no real love without sacrifice. Love is hard. For example, the love of a mother to her child is a classic example. Patricia Magno made her life in danger by willingly donating a part of her liver to her son in order for him to live. She said, if God will allow, even if I will have another child like Johann Carlos, she will repeatedly donate any part of her body in order that my child will live. She is not only a true mother, but also a great mother worthy of our praise. As we celebrate Mother's Day, we can also recall how our mother has been to each one of us. Second, love must have patience. Love is not something that comes abruptly. We have to work at it and let it grow. A person who has patience knows how to wait. A person who has patience reacts not by shouting and angry, but by prudence. We have also to be patient with ourselves and with others. The third, love must be reasonable. It must have an intellectual basis and not based purely on emotion or feeling. It is because feelings change. It must have a practical basis also. Someone said, our head is at the top of our heart in order that our feelings must not dominate our reasoning. Just look at some people, their lives become messy because sometimes They let their feelings and emotions govern their lives. Fourth, love must have humility. The biggest obstacle to love is pride. It is very difficult to say, I am sorry. Let us remember that humility is the foundation of a real love. The fifth, love must have faith. Faith means that we believe, even if we do not have any evidence whatsoever of our belief. The most deadly enemy of love is lack of trust and faith. Lastly, love must have courage. In many ways, it is the most important of all, because we have to reach out and touch other people. But how often we do not reach out because we are insecure and because we are afraid of rejection. It takes a lot of courage to love. Loving is what life is all about, but it takes discipline and patience. It needs faith and trust, humility and courage in order to make it concrete and possible. We must remind ourselves that our most important appointment for the day is our appointment with God, and that our most important agenda is to love.